Good morning and welcome to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. Today we'll be joined with Archangel Raphael for our show, and I'm excited about this topic in particular. Our timely discussion will be on the healing of humanity and the human heart's capacity to love and transform. I've often thought of awake humans as being like sprinkles on the ice cream cone of Earth, with sometimes great physical distance between us. In some cases, we're surrounded by the unaware and even the seriously resistant, so finding love can feel like an insurmountable challenge. We really do have enormous hearts and capacity to love, and it's wonderful to get the higher perspective on a subject relevant to us all. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Suzanne. What a wonderful introduction.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Maybe you would like to give some information about just who Archangel Raphael is.
Archangel Raphael. Oh, my gosh. I am just crazy about this archangel. Of course, I never met an archangel I didn't love, right? Archangel Raphael is the archangel that is in charge of or responsible for the healing, certainly of this planet, but also of the universe, and the healing of humanity. So this is a massive, massive job. When I look at Archangel Raphael, he comes to me. I'm sure many of you have seen these posters or greeting cards with pictures of Raphael on them. But how he comes to me is very tall and lithe. You know, when I look at Michael, he's sort of like almost like a bodybuilder type. I look at Yohail and he looks like, you know,
A pirate man.
But Raphael is got this slender, very distinguished, calm, serene energy about him. He has blonde hair and these sea green eyes that, again, are like the depths of calmness and of healing, and these emerald green robes, these incredible wings. Sometimes when I look at his wings, they're gold. Sometimes when I look at them, they're just like these massive, massive white wings sprinkled with emeralds. I mean, he is phenomenal. And the sense I have, he carries this jug, which to me looks like a vase, and it's healing elixir. When I do my meditations, he is always, he's like cranking open my crown of my head, and he's pouring in what feels to me like liquid light, liquid emerald light, and it just fills me. It goes to my heart. He gives us his emerald flame. He's given us his emerald hexagon box. I mean, he is just an amazing, amazing archangel. He has been the overseer with the Divine Mother of the Core Issues webinar series. So for us who are involved in this, Archangel Raphael has been very present. Now, when this all started, I'm sharing class secrets, but that's okay, right? Yeah. When this all started, I was in bed and I got my regular, you know, 3 a.m. wake-up call. And there was Archangel Raphael standing by my bed. Hmm. And I, like I said, I'd never really worked a lot with Raphael. You know, Gabriel, Gabby, and Michael seemed to be my go-to angels. But he was standing there, and in this really calm voice, but also a very matter-of-fact voice, says, give me 5 minutes.
Oh.
And this has been like the battle cry for our class, because, and I'm happy to share it with everyone who's listening, because you give Archangel Raphael 5 minutes, and I'm telling you, you can put on your stopwatch and time it.
Oh.
At the end of 5 minutes, whatever you have asked for help for or with, it's done. So he is amazingly powerful, and I just am looking forward to hearing more about how he is working and intending with all the other Company of Heaven and Council of Love to take care of healing humanity, because this is a massive job.
Oh my
gosh.
Talk
about a cleanup effort.
Yes, and we're doing it with them. Clearly we're doing it with them, because all the work that we do for ourselves personally, it also affects and helps the collective, probably in exactly the, if we're working on a love issue, then that's the issue that gets helped for everybody.
And that's really important. I'm glad you brought that up, Susie, because that's really important for all of us to realize that sometimes we have these physical, mental, emotional, spiritual things that we're working on that we would call wounds or injuries or hardships or challenges or obstacles. You know, we've got all these nice names for it. But we're not at this point doing it just for ourselves. Now, a few years ago, it used to be, you know, if someone said, oh, I must be clearing for so-and-so, and I would think, no, this is your issue. You're just not really ready or willing to look at it. But here we are in this time frame, and certainly since I'd say around 2012, that infamous date, is that when we're doing this work in any realm, we're doing it, yes, for ourselves, because we are creating these situations or we've agreed to take on these situations, but we are doing it for the collective. So, you know, if you're one of those people that's out there working on something, really be gentle with yourself, but give yourself like a huge pat on the back.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And accept our gratitude.
Oh, yes. You know, this human gig is not easy, and it's wonderful that we have so much help. If we just say yes to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so are we ready for a fabulous, wonderful meditation?
We are. We'll
okay.
have a Raphael meditation.
Yay, thank you.
Yay. So, let's begin by relaxing. By letting go of the week, of letting go of Halloween and all that excitement, of letting go of the time change in so many of our clocks, that our bodies are adjusting to new timetables. Let go of your to-do list and just allow yourself to be present in this time and this space. And as you relax into your chair, your ottoman, the carpet, your bed, your car seat, it doesn't matter where you are. Give yourself a little hug and thank yourself. Thank yourself for being such an amazing light worker and love holder. Thank yourself for holding the light, for enduring, for never giving up, no matter what. Relax your hair, your forehead, your cheeks, your lips, your teeth, your tongue. Open up your crown. Bring your shoulders down from around your ears. Relax your chest and your torso, your arms and your hands, your bottom and your legs, and your feet. And feel your legs and your feet planted deep into the green grass and the dark, soft soil of Gaia. And let us begin by taking a beautiful deep breath of emerald, of that beautiful blue-green, the brilliance of this most precious gem. Breathe it in. Breathe it in through your nose and feel it as it goes down to your heart. Also feel it like ginger ale, like effervescence, going up into your head, into your bloodstream, dancing along your skin, into your organs, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas. Bring it into each of your chakras. Now open your crown wide and feel this beautiful emerald elixir of healing being poured, this liquid light, in through your crown and filling you as well. And breathe green. Breathe every shade of green from the new buds of spring to the deep green of summer to the soft green of clover, four-leaf clovers. The deep green leaves of geraniums, of pine and cedar, and breathe in that scent of fresh mowed grass. Breathe in that scent of spring. And come into your green. Come into your heart. And feel that green of your heart expanding as you receive the energy, the gifts, the attunements, the love and the might of our beloved Archangel Raphael. Open and receive. Greetings, I am Raphael.
Welcome.
And welcome to you. Yes, I am healer of the universe, healer of humanity. And although I am pleased to work with each and every one of you upon this magnificent planet of green and blue, this day I request more than 5 minutes, for we have much to discuss. It is true that mostly I conduct my work in silence, but I step forth this day because it is a time of healing, of repair, of reconstruction, of resurrection, not only of each of you, my beloved friends, ally, family, but of the collective, of this very mixed group called humanity. As I have begun, I have said to thee, my mission and purpose, my service to the Divine Mother, Father, One, is the healing of the universe, the omniverse, the multiverse, and your universe. And yes, I am many, many places, like all of us, simultaneously, and it does not in any way diminish my efficacy. But having said that, let me address humanity. Let me address this collective of sweet Gaians. It is your turn. And in this, we have waited, you have waited. And what I suggest to you is wait no longer. In your reality of what you conceive of as time and in ours, all is in alignment. There is no difference between peace on earth, the healing of the planet, the healing of humanity, the anchoring of love, the anchoring of the violet flame, the anchoring of the blue flame, the anchoring of Gabrielle's gold, the understanding of universal law. All of these things occur simultaneously. And yes, my beloved friends, you are being bombarded, and we are not about to let up. And so I step forth that you will know and care and love me the way that I know and care and love you. Healing is a topic, but more importantly, it is an action, a transmutation, a transformation, whose time is now. You have carried the burdens of this collective, of the old illusions, of the old third, for eons. And you are sick, literally, and tired, literally, of continuing in this way. Most of you, if not all of you, and certainly all of you who hear my personal message this night, this day, this afternoon, this morning, know that you have been through this ascension portal time and time and time again. Our gatekeepers, your gatekeepers, are not there to keep anybody out, but rather to be the welcome party. And so I stand amongst you, behind you, and in front of you at this ascension portal this moment in this day. And my offer to you is the healing. And it is the healing of your heart, because all dis-ease, all imbalance, all lack, your term, of vibrant health in all spheres, all dimensions, all realities, result from a sorrow heart. Result from feeling, believing that you are not loved and cherished, and that you are not love, that you are not peace, that you are not creation. And this, my friends, is a falsehood. And it is this falsehood that I come not merely to transform, but to eradicate. It has been perpetrated. We do not need to go into ancient history, but it has been perpetrated so long and so deep that much of the collective of Gaia has firmly come to believe that illness, death, dis-ease is simply a part of life. My beloved friends, that is an absurdity beyond measure. And how does this course correction take place? It takes place, my beloved friends, by healing your heart. And that is why I am brashly taking advantage of this medium, this beloved in light universal, to address and heal so many of you at once. So, dearest Suzanne and Susie, I thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I thank you.
Now, where do you wish to begin?
Oh, well, so much happening. And thank you, Raphael, for joining us today. I have to say with this topic, it's pretty fresh for me. And I hesitate to bring personal things to the air, but I think this is relevant to the conversation. Almost 2 years ago, I shared on the show that I had found my sacred partner. Our fearless bliss lasted about 6 months before the need for serious personal work emerged, leading us into an exploratory and leading edge kind of friendship while issues came up for clearing. By some descriptions, this was a twin flame relationship, bound to bring chaos and hopefully significant personal healing and then be complete for both. I'm just wondering when our love relationships won't be all about bringing up unresolved issues. I guess the obvious answer is that we clear all our wounding residue and belief systems before engaging in a relationship. I have to say, though, experiencing a breakup of any kind can be so disappointing when things fall apart. This one, in perfect divine order, triggered memories from my own issues with my father. Can you speak to that, please?
First, let me surround you and all who suffer from a broken heart, because this is not the crux of our discussion. Let me wrap you in my emerald gown. Let me wrap you in my emerald mist. Let me fill you and your heart with my emerald flame. And as I do so, I am healing you.
Thank you.
But part of this healing is the understanding of what leads to this. Because as you know, and all of you know, you did not come to the mother's planet of love and joy to experience heartbreak. And yet I dare say there is not one adult and most children upon Gaia at this time that have not experienced heartbreak. Now, I could be trite, and by the way, the trite response is also the truth, that you experience heartbreak because you, my dear masters, are at a point where you are saying no more.
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct in your supposition, your desire, your declaration, your creation, that to be in relationship, to be human, even if you are hybrid, on planet at this time and in every future moment means to live in the gladness, the joy, the fulfillment of your heart. You did not come to break each other's hearts. It is the breaking of sacred promise. I do not say this lightly. And perhaps this is difficult for many to even hear, because there have been so many aberrations, might I even say abominations, in terms of relationships. And when I mention relationships, I mean family, siblings, parents, cousins, friends, love partners, sacred unions, twin flames, community, and the planet. I think I have covered it all. You did not come to break each other's hearts, intentionally or unintentionally. I have no room for that excuse.
Well,
so let us talk about this.
Okay.
When you are on this side, we will talk about this incarnation, because that is what is current and that is what we are healing this day. Before you came, you surrounded yourself with those you love and cherish, and in some cases, some you loved and cherished, but still had some karmic or experiences that you needed to sort out and chose to sort out in the physical reality of life.
Mm.
Part of that desire to do so was never, let us go to Earth and let me abuse you and break your heart.
Oh, no.
Never. Never. And that is what, if there is one thing, and I speak as the Archangel of Healing, but if there is one thing that keeps your star brothers and sisters at bay, is this tendency that somehow it is permissible. Oh, horrid and terrible. But underneath that, permissible to break each other's hearts. It is not.
Well,
so why does it happen?
Hmm.
Is that your question?
Well, no, not really. I don't feel like it's intentional. My question is that it feels like relationships are all about bringing up unresolved issues that, you know, like it's not an intentional thing, but we're all so wounded that, you know, it just seems to me that the way things are, that we engage in relationship and, you know, things are going to come up because of it.
Things, as
things.
You would put it, this is a highly technical term. Things come up, but they do not necessarily, and I am not speaking as a Disney archangel right now, things come up for healing,
mm-hmm.
for mirroring, for deeper understanding, yes, even for triggering. They do not come up for wounding.
No.
They come up for healing, for resolution, for reconstruction. Now, I could go on, but I won't, about the emotional and spiritual immaturity that can result in such wounding. I have no desire to naysay you, to judge you, to criticize you. What I want to talk about is the healing and the alternative.
Mm-hmm.
You enter into relationship, all of you, and it is consistent, by the way. You do so in the hope, the expectation, and the belief and creation of love. None of you, not someone sitting in Afghanistan pulling a trigger, not someone raping and pillaging, none of you enter into a relationship and say, I'm going to engage personally with this individual so I can hurt them.
No.
So what is it? You call it wounding, dearest Suzanne, Susie. And that is a deep history of how earthlings, and notice I use that term rather than Gaians, how earthlings have treated one another. The pattern has been, I am hurt, I am wounded, I will seek comfort from you, but really what I'm going to do is to hurt you so you hurt as much as I do.
Oh.
Which, of course, simply is the element of the old paradigm of control. It is control to think that you can hurt another and thereby feel better yourself. Now, there are many faces to this, and there are many other areas I wish to speak to. But the new paradigm, as you engage, is not to pretend that the wounding has not occurred, because you are the transition, what we would term generation. Our generations span hundreds of years, by the way. So you are the transition generation. So you are the ones that move from the old paradigm of wounding and being wounded, because it is always both, to the new paradigm of wounded and healed.
Mm-hmm.
When you are engaging, and it does require, might I say, a certain element of determination, of compassion, of forgiveness, and fierceness.
Yes.
Now, why fierceness? Because most of you are the gentlest souls in the universe. And so when someone hurts you, you may lash out momentarily, but the pattern generally, particularly for light workers, is to bury the hurt, to cocoon into your heart, and to somehow shift it into self-blame, self-doubt, self-hurt, rather than pushing it outwards. Now, I'm not suggesting that blame and shame and guilt outwards is the way to go. It is not. But there is a fierceness, and you may call on me or Michael for this. Gabrielle is good at it too, is to say no. No, this is not the way to behave. I do not accept wounding. I will not allow you to treat me in this way, and we will not proceed in this manner. All the while, holding the boundary, holding the love, but not giving your term, dearest Susie, permission to be wounded. Because
yes.
It is not of love. And it is the way in which the paradigm is shifting, is for more and more humans to say, no.
Yeah.
Michael, my beloved brother, Mikael, has said repeatedly and talked about the power of no, and also talked about the collective being at the point where you are saying enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is where relationships, which is the measure, not only of how you are doing, but how the collective is doing, when you are saying enough, there is a ferocity
yes.
involved.
Yes.
Because you are saying, I will not play. I will not engage in that old pattern. I demand kindness, consideration,
yes.
gentleness, understanding, compassion and love. And that is the only thing that is acceptable. And in so doing, you are reinforcing your beloved self. You are exhaling, you are expelling the wound, releasing it to the universe. We can take care of it.
Yeah.
Yes, in even less than 5 minutes. And so you are not giving it back to the person who wishes to do the wounding. Let me be very clear about that. You are releasing it to the universe, to us, to me, and you are not taking it on. Give it to me. Because
beautiful.
This is the transformation. Yes, you carry the wounds, but you're at the same time being filled and lifted up. Your body, your light body, is transitioning. There is a minute percentage of the population that is truly recalcitrant. So what is it about the collective, and that is what we are here to talk about, that is not recalcitrant, but simply stuck in this old patterning of
yeah.
what I term the broken heart?
Right.
Can we heal it? The answer is yes. And I know. Yes, I am clairvoyant and clairsentient, and I am teasing you. I know your heart and the heart of all beings wishes to let go, not only to have a mended broken heart, but to have a brand new broken heart. When I say brand new broken heart, think of the Valentine heart that is in two. You can give half your heart away, and the other half will fill it up again, and then you can give another half away, and it will fill it up again, and you can give another half away. If each of you began to think, to feel, to act, to behave, that you were entrusting, not your whole heart because you need it, but half your heart, to humanity, to your family, to your loved ones. And you prefaced it by saying to you, I am entrusting my sacred heart to your care, my survival, and our survival, our progression as humans, as light beings, as light bodies, as angelics, as guides, depends upon you taking care of my heart, what do you think the result would be? I hear your answer, dear Susie. And you have said, well, I did give half my heart away, and it has been trampled on. And that, my beloved friend, is tragic and egregious and beyond sad. When one entrusts their heart, and I use this meaning their love, their trust, their hope, their life, their dreams, their creations to another, and it is not treated in the sacred trust promise manner that was and is intended. The contract did not break because you assumed form. When that sacred promise is broken, it is tragic, because the ripple effect it has throughout the collective is devastating. Now, when that love is cherished and shared and protected and nurtured and grows, the effect is more powerful than the most powerful nuclear explosion you could ever imagine.
May
it explodes love all over the planet.
Yes. If I might interject here for a moment.
Yes.
I like to see the positive in all things, and the great and wonderful thing that came out of this for me was a realization that I had things to clear from my experience with my father. So I'm just looking at the divine perfection of it and the timing and all that sort of thing. So, you know, in this way, this relationship has served a sacred purpose. So
it has served a sacred purpose. But I am one of the archangels that is more direct speaking, yes, than even Gabrielle. There was a better way, an easier way. Is it all in divine alignment? Yes. And because you are stalwart, prudent, determined, never turn back, warrior self, yes, you can define it that way. It is true. It has brought to the forefront. But what I am speaking of is let us return to the sacred promise, which is I will love and nurture you as I will love and nurture myself. I will honor the trust you place in me. I will respect your boundaries. I will not invade or violate your sacred space, whether it is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. I will honor you as I honor the mother, because you are the mother. You are the father. You are the one. So yes, you are insightful enough to see the gift inside the injury. And that is the transition generation that is brilliant.
Okay.
But I also want to hold up this sign, this directional GPS for the future, because this is what I am doing and giving to you right now.
Thank you.
Many of you, and you have touched upon this, sweet Linda and Suzanne, that you are doing this for the collective, and that is of the truth. So many of you have said, why? Why am I in a place of dis-ease when all I do is pray and meditate and love and practice what I know to be truth? Beloved ones, many of you are doing this for the collective. Let us use a prolific example. Many of you suffer from the dis-ease, the burden of diabetes. And what is diabetes? In its simplest form, it is the craving for the sweetness of life.
Oh.
So many upon your planet crave for the true, the genuine sweetness of life. What those with diabetes are doing is processing all the disappointed, disillusioned, despairing energy of those who are longing for the sweetness of life so that all may experience it. Nova Earth and Nova being in physical reality. Cancer is the storing away of what we have called bitterness, the seeds of bitterness. Now, let me be very clear. This does not imply or in any way mean that those who have cancer are bitter. But they have swallowed, when life has been bitter, disappointing, disillusioning, they have continued to smile and keep going. And so it has morphed into the body, eating at itself. Because no one can swallow the bitterness and survive. In one way or another, you are compromised. So why is cancer so rampant upon the planet? Because so many are saying no more bitterness. No more bitterness in our breath. No, we cannot digest bitterness in our colons, in our stomachs, in our liver, in our kidneys. No more bitterness in sexuality. No more ovarian cancer. No more uterine cancer. No more prostate cancer. We can't do this any longer. So my beloved cancer patients, you are processing the bitterness now. I do not say this to simply give you a high five and leave you sitting alone and suffering. I give you this day, right now, by attunement, my violet flame combined with my emerald flame, Germaine and I together. We torch, we eradicate, we enter into the sacred contract of removal. Right now.
Thank you.
This is my job, but this is my honor. I have stood back long enough, silently doing my work. I am so eager to fully engage with all of you.
Oh, are you setting an example for us to do the same thing?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
There is no room for heavy hearts. And so, yes, when I have suggested this day that we would speak of the healing of humanity, I am enlisting each and every one of you. Now let me be crystal clear. I am not asking you, requiring you, requesting of you to engage in any dis-ease or injury in order to transmute and eradicate, remove pain and suffering of any kind from this planet. When you hold the violet flame, the emerald flame, and yes, even the silver gray Elsha flame of Uriel, I'm sure he will be next. Oh, he has preceded me. Well, when you hold these, you may do the work with us. So yes, we are doing a group enlistment this day.
Beautiful.
To heal humanity. It does not need to be lengthy. That is the other misconception. Well, time heals all wounds. That is terrible.
Yeah.
So let the healing be rapid and light.
Mm-hmm.
Let the healing be as instantaneous as you choose and the recipient chooses.
Yeah.
When the pain, the suffering is not there, it is replaced first by a deep sense of peace, which bubbles up into joy and blossoms into love. Let us do this together.
Yes. Happily. Thank you so much for joining us today, Raphael.
It is my honor. I give you this attunement, and I invite you, I ask you, I plead with you, use the flames. They are yours. They are entrusted to you from our heart to your heart. Take care of it. Farewell.
Farewell. Thank you.
May the long time sun shine upon you. God.